Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Here we go. Michelle's back.
Don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself.
If you just tuned in and think, oh, that's my favourite song, what is Joe doing? What are we doing, Michelle?
We are doing Well-Being, and we never play the full song.
No, we never do. I'm sure that it's for the best. Although we really want to, because we both move around it. Oh, thank goodness we're not on camera.
I was just thinking that. Yeah. Thank goodness we're not like other radio stations.
I know.
Where you have to do your hair and makeup.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't do the makeup, but I would definitely do the hair. Yeah, so Michelle, it's good to have you back in the studio. But it's Michael Bublé. We've got a special one next week, but we'll be talking about that in a minute. But it's all about today, Thursday, the 14th of December.
I can't believe we're like halfway through December already. 10 days away from Christmas. How did that happen?
I know, Michelle, it's 25th. It's 11 days. We've got 11 days. Well, I know.
Festivities have started, haven't they?
I know, yeah. I know. You look very festive, don't you?
This is my upcycled jumper.
Upcycled?
Yeah, it's upcycled for my daughter who is tossing it out, so I just took it.
Well, it looks like an Aran jumper, but looks like it's been dipped in a Christmas tree colour green. It's a lovely green.
It's so nice and warm, especially because it's so cold out right now.
Yeah, it looks a little bit baggy. As well, so it just makes you feel all comfortable and nice, all cozy.
Doesn't quite go with my sparkly pink trainers, but
oh, have you got? I'm gonna have a look now. You carry on talking while I'm gonna look under the
versus
desk.
Bare feet.
Very sparkly. Yes. Okay, Michelle, now come on, let's focus, because otherwise we'll be off again.
I know.
I'm running out of time you even give us anything to do. Go on.
So, like I said, it's funny because I think. Am I being silly when I do yoga? But I think part of the thing with yoga in general is it's meant to bring, I don't know how to explain this, but the whole goal of yoga really at the end of it all is that you're meant to feel enlightened in the sense like light of heart.
Yeah.
You're meant to feel better. So that's why I kind of like to bring a bit of fun into the yoga. I mean, we're serious enough during the day as it is in our 9-to-5 jobs. Not that I have one, but
yeah, we have a job.
I have a job, not a typical 9-to-5, but I think everyone who comes to the classes is serious enough as it is. And there's lots going on I'd like to bring a bit of fun. And so although I have had new people start with me in these last couple of weeks and they are wondering what is going on in classes and all the stuff. So I thought I'd bring some of that along to the radio today, and we'll do some Christmas yoga. So if you've never done yoga before, now's the time to start. Otherwise, start in January.
Oh, okay.
But are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Do you want? I'll explain and you stand up. How's that?
Well, okay. I'll try and
super
do that.
Easy.
Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead.
Right. So the first one, Joe's going to demonstrate for me.
Okay. That's me getting up off the chair. Go on.
Right. So just stand there with the feet underneath your hips. Right. Yeah. Squeeze the belly button in.
Oh.
Roll the shoulders back. Bring your right arm out.
Right.
Yeah. Pretend you're holding a broom. There you go. Give me a cheesy smile. There you go. And that's a snowman pose.
Okay. So it's literally your arm straight out in line with the top of your shoulder.
Yeah, you could do it that way.
Just hold the broom.
Yeah.
And you're just standing up straight with your belly button in. If you, unlike me, if you could be able to find yours, I can't find my belly button. I still say it's lockdown, mate. It's
not, yeah. Well, it's mountain pose, but I change it into snowman pose.
So how long do you hold this pose for?
Yeah, for however long you want. So you know when we do mountain pose, we do belly, shoulders, bottom, Backstreet Boys, right?
Yeah.
So it's the same idea, except I've added the broom in there for snowman pose. Hey, what are you doing sitting down? Get back up there.
Okay.
I'm not here for one pose, Joe. I'm not here for one pose.
Okay. What's the next one?
So coming back to that mountain pose with the feet. Good, good. Nice shoulders, belly button squeezed in, bottom squeezed in. Good, good, good. Nice tight glutes. Yeah. There you go. You're going to lift the heels up this time. So keep the shoulders rolled back, though.
Yeah, okay.
So and hands down. Yeah, palms facing forward, shoulders rolled back. This is your fallen angel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you are, imagine, so your tippy toe.
Yeah. That's the actual name for it. It's not just a Christmas name.
Standing up straight again, belly button in. Buttocks clenched.
Yes.
And then you are just literally just putting your arms back.
Yeah, shoulders. Yeah, like your wings. So I don't know if you want to do the other ones.
How long do you do that for?
That one, when we do them in class, I get them to hold them for about 30 seconds. So
what does that actually do for you? Does that help strengthen your core or things like that?
Yeah, it's good for balance. So again, like I said, balance is really important, especially as we get older. So part of the fallen angel especially is building strength in the ankles and in the feet and in the legs. Mm. Same with mountain pose. Again, it's about having good posture, squeezing the core in. So again, nice shoulders back. Again, the core working on the balance. And the mountain pose, or snowman pose as I call it right now, is the foundation for all our balances.
And it's really super simple, that. It like is. I say, if I can do it, anyone can do
That's
it.
That's exactly
but,
it.
And if you're not too steady on your feet as well, or you're recovering for something, you can still sit down, obviously not to do the tippy-toe bit and still put your arms
you
out.
You could do the tippy-toe bit sitting down because you're still lifting and putting weight into the balls of the feet. So the next one I would do is, again, and it's funny because I always say you can hold on to something. Some people are... think it's cheating, but it's not. You're still balancing. So the next one I've done with the friend of mine I was telling you about when I was doing stroke recovery yoga with him. Yeah. He was able to do like all of these. So I just think like if you've gone from not being able to use your left side to being able to practice these balances, it is accessible for most. So do you want to try the next one?
Coming in.
All right. You got to stand up again.
Oh my goodness. You're asking a lot of me today, Michelle. Now keep my headphones on this time.
Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. So this time bring the feet wide, arms out wide.
Ooh. How wide are we talking?
Like just like that. Perfect.
Yeah.
Good. Palms.
So where do the palms have to be?
Just facing
the front
forward.
Or the
yeah,
forward,
the forwards, whichever. Good.
Okay.
So you're in a star pose now. So Joe's in a star pose at the moment. Yeah. You've got your five-pointed star, right? Toes, feet, head.
Yeah.
So now I want you to shift the weight into your right foot.
Oh, okay.
And just start bringing the left toe up.
Now, do the knees have to be bent or do they have to be straight?
It's up to you.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I find, like, if you're starting out with balances, bending the knees helps.
Yeah. I clicked. I don't know if you could hear that.
That's all right. So this time, arms out wide, and you're just starting to shift the weight into the right foot.
Yeah.
And as you do that, slowly lifting up the left foot, so you're tipping over to the right side.
Yeah.
And so we call that a shooting star.
Oh, yeah, it's like that. It's kind of like a teapot a little bit as well. Just tipping it over. Yeah, so basically when you're moving your left foot sort of and going on tippy toe, of course, it's gradually moving your arm up as well because your whole left side is moving out and obviously vice versa as well.
That's it.
It works. Oh, I'm going to sit down.
You don't want to do candy cane pose, do you? Shall I demonstrate
You do candy cane. Candy cane pose, haven't it?
I think you would kill me if I made you do candy cane pose.
I don't think I could do a candy. Is that where you're on the floor and you've got to put your foot up in the air or something?
Well, kind of, sort of. There's two options. There's the easy on the floor option. So if you can describe it to the listeners, I'll do it.
Yeah. So go on then. I need to take photos of this at the same time. So what Michelle's doing, she's trying to find somewhere clean on the floor. Good job she's got a Christmas tree jumper on, as I'm calling it now.
So I'm stepping the right foot forward.
Right foot forward.
I'm going to lift.
So, and she's just literally just as if she is just on the right hand foot. And then she's putting all her weight on that. Now, her left leg, it's almost fell over, but she hasn't. But her left leg, what she's done, she's actually held her ankle with her left arm and with her, and then she's got her right arm where she's got all the weight on with her foot on the floor. So it's like basically touching your toes with one leg and hold it. Yes, I can see the candy cane. I'm going to take a picture now. Yep, got that one. And we'll put that online as well so you can actually see what's going on. But it does make sense, to be fair. It really does. So that's quite an easy one to do. So, yes. Isaac, yes. What we'll do, we'll take some more pictures as well. So when we call them episodes, when it goes videos up online, what we do, we make sure that get some pictures up there as well. Yeah. We've got some original ones. I'm sure you've got one of you maybe from your classes or whatever.
I've got the Instagram one I can send you as well.
Yeah, we can put that up as well so we can do that.
We can do some more next week.
I'll be practicing. Well, no, it's because you didn't have much room here, to be fair. I thought you were going to hit your head on the door handle, but health and safety, yes. But it was all good, yeah. But it actually looks like quite an easy one to do as well. But,
There is an easier version. We can.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's on my Instagram, the easier version.
Good stuff. So I'll put all that up online by the weekend as well, so you can catch up with Michelle there. Now, we've got something special happening next week, haven't we, Michelle?
We do. We've got a bit of a takeover, don't we?
We do. Well, you do. Yeah. Go on.
The boss is trusting us to spend 3 hours together.
I know what he's let himself in for, to be fair. Yeah, so you are going to be joining me for the full 3 hours. I only thought it was a couple of hours, but now you've got the whole 3 hours.
We do.
And it's actually going to be my last show of Christmas as well.
Oh,
because
okay.
On the Friday. Yes, surprise, Michelle. No, because on the Friday, I've actually got the Friday off and lovely Keith Rogers will be coming in. But we're looking forward to that. So we're going to have some fun, quirky stuff going on. Going to find out what sort of went on at Christmas in Canada, aren't we? The traditional Canadian Christmas.
I've got a couple things planned too. We can do a couple more one, how to stay calm during the Christmas season, a couple more Christmas poses. And then I've got, if there's someone out there listening who still's not bought their gift for their well-being partner, tune in next week. I've got the perfect list for you.
Oh, fabulous. So all that is coming up next week. I can't wait. We're going to have good fun. But Michelle, as always, thank you so much for coming in today. I'm not going to play us out with Michael Bublé. No, we're going to have a Christmas song. But Michelle, I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
It's the most wonderful.